Here we go, guys. Another Go Cleanse Health conversation waiting for you right now. We appreciate everybody who downloads it and listens. Wherever you're listening right now, you could be mowing the lawn. You could be laying in bed. We don't know what you're doing, but we appreciate you here. And thank you so much for sharing the show. I'd like to remind you guys that that's the way these things grow. So if you hear something you like, we're not going to beg for shares, okay? But if you hear something you like and you think one of your friends might benefit from it, please share it with them, okay? That's a good thing to do. All right, we got Scott and Peter, the guys behind Go Cleanse right now. How you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Doing great, sir.
All right, well, good, good, good. How's that TikTok thing going, Peter?
Awesome.
All right, let's see here. We like starting off with a success story, and this one comes from Becky B. It says, why does it say Becky B? And it says, my name's Melissa. Maybe we're getting an imposter. All right, it says, my name's Melissa. I'm messaging you today because of my mother. For my entire childhood, my mother has been severely overweight. We are talking about 100 pounds or so. She has tried everything, and we have tried everything to try to get her to be healthier. Early last year, we suggested Go Cleanse, and the family and I got together and paid for her first 3 months. She is now so healthy and so happy, and we are so pleased with all of your products. We even use more than just the Go Cleanse products itself. We can't thank you enough. From our family to yours, we wish you the best of everything. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, there's our psychic income. We always talk about it, and you know that I'll go back to, and Peter and I talk about this a lot. We know for a fact that we are extending people's lives, you know, and here's someone who's been overweight her life, who's probably done she's done everything, and every diet does the exact same thing. And here we are with a nutritional cleansing program that finally solved and will always solve a solution, you know, always 100%. Have a solution for that. But when you're talking chronically overweight, and that changed in a 3 month period, and they continue on. And we do forget to talk about all of our other products, our collagen, our, you know, for skin. I mean, on and on, there's tons of products that we have besides just the cleansing products. But so happy for you, and thank you for that heartfelt note.
Hey, I'm glad you brought up the collagen, because I have a personal question about it. My wife drinks two of those daily.
Perfect.
And I drink one a day. I was wondering if that's enough.
Well, you know, it's really good, but if you really want to be exceptional, because you're balancing it out, right? You're having one in the morning and one at night, which is the best way to do it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. I see.
Plus, you consume double, so there you go. I got this math stuff going on.
Oh, that was good.
You do. He's a mathematician.
That's right. We got the mathematician and we got the scientist here, okay? All right, here we go.
Yeah, what a great combo, right?
Let's see here. Let's go with this one, okay? This comes from Millie in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I have a friend who does an alkaline balance drink in the morning. It's water, fresh lemon juice, and maple syrup. What are your thoughts on this?
Throw the goddamn stuff out the friggin' window. That's my thought. What a bunch of idiotic,
that's the master
stupidity.
Cleanse, isn't it?
That's total shit.
Is that what that
total
is?
Crap. Yeah, it's total crap. Total crap.
Yep.
Not one shred of medical evidence behind it. Like none of these things. See, that's the difference, Terry. The thing that gets me so upset is these people come on and they tell you, and some pretty big experts with millions of followers, giving people what they know, even though what they know doesn't work. I mean, it's just crazy to me.
Yeah, but you know what? Drinking maple syrup sounds pretty good some days.
It's a better sugar than refined sugar, I'll give it that.
Of course.
Well, that's right. What's the stuff that you say to replace that with? The black, what is that again?
Blackstrap molasses.
And that's for, what would you use that for?
Any sweetener. It's the best sweetener. It's the most natural thing because it contains everything that was part of it. See, what they do when they make a maple syrup or like iodized salt, instead of they strip out all the minerals and all the good stuff that's in there. That's the sad part about it.
Gotcha. I'm sorry, I was reading ahead towards the question here. Okay, this comes from TL in Oklahoma City. It says, first of all, thank you so much for the podcast. It's a constant source of inspiration for me as I get more serious about my health. I hit 50 recently, so it's about time, don't you think? How often to, let's see here, how often do you get new shake flavors, and what are each of your favorites?
I've always been a chocolate guy. I'm chocolate, vanilla, and a strawberry once in a while. That's just that's all we had for years. So I think that's why the introducing the shake flavors, like the seasonal flavors. Now, you know, we'll introduce three or four different ones every year, and ones that do really catch on that people like once in a while be put into for permanent use. But I've always been chocolate.
Both of you guys.
Well, the other thing is about the other flavors, that would be temporary at best, because when they do introduce these new flavors, it's only 24 grams of protein, where the vanilla, the strawberry, and the chocolate that we've stuck to is 36 grams. So you're getting 50% more. Listen to me carefully. You're not getting 50% more protein. You're getting 50% more amino acids, which is the only reason you ingest a protein in the first place. Okay, so let's be clear about that. Now, that's the problem with all this advice they're giving people about, you know, eat more protein. No, the one principle that I can teach everybody is this. It's not what we drink or eat, it's what we absorb. That's the big fallacy with so much of this stuff, you know. Yeah. And people are consuming all these calories, or they're limiting them. Have you ever heard, Terry, I'm not bragging, I guess I could be, but what the hell? Have you ever heard any of these people ever talk about when you lower calories, you're lowering nutrition? Have you ever heard one person ever say
that? Never, never. No. So back to the shake thing. I've said it before. I always do one. Sherry and I drink our shakes together. So it's, you know, we make a scoop of vanilla and a scoop of chocolate.
Perfect.
I love it. It's every single day. I've never deviated from it. I've never gotten tired of it or anything else like that. But I do have a question, because there's two different forms of shakes, aren't there? There's one that's like a professional level.
Pro shake.
Yeah, correct. The pro shake.
Pro is the only one we use.
That's the one I use. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Pro. Yep.
All right. Let's see here. It says, I know you've recently, this is a good question. This comes from Lex in South Beach, Florida. Obviously not our Lex. It says, I know you've recently added a higher protein option to your protocol. Is it too early to know if people are having the same or better results than the original option? There you go.
Talk about our shred program, which has been tremendous. I personally have had better results, and I believe all of our cleansers are the same kind of, we haven't put together a whole, you know, spreadsheet on muscle, but we know over what we did the old protocol, because people can still have the option with it. Right. But this by far is showing more long-term success than anything. And one of the biggest things, especially new cleansers, has been the hunger. I mean, it does take a while for your body to get used to smaller portions, smaller meals, and getting the shakes built up. You know, these shakes, this nutrition, these amino acids, they actually accumulate in your body. So your body gets used to that. That's like you say, Terry, you never get sick of it, because your body's craving that nutrition every morning when you get up. So by far, there's no doubt the new shred program has been a huge success, and I would say better than the old system.
Well, and the other reason it works so well is that you're really, really almost eliminating carbohydrates, especially in the beginning of it. And that's a huge factor in terms of why it's so successful. Because what are we trying to do? We're trying to get the body from burning carbohydrates and simple sugars to burning fat. Well, if you're eating meat, there's not much fat to burn. I mean, there's no carbohydrates in there. So obviously you're in a position to make the body work even more efficiently. Again, that's, you know, it's, here's my new term for all of what we're doing. This whole thing is simply complicated. You know, I get people even sometimes on TikTok, why won't you tell it what it is? Well, as you saw, Terry, it takes a little bit of explanation. This isn't some lotion, potion, whatever, just unscrew the cap and take it. Because how are those things working? They're not, right?
So, Because you're talking about the food where you're not having carbs, but there are carbs in the shakes, correct?
Well, of course, but that's yes. But after you prepare them the way we teach you, you've eliminated, you've reduced them by over 30%.
And so that is the difference between what you're. I'm just trying to work a way around this next question here.
Go ahead.
And it says, and it's from Miami Beach, Val in Miami Beach. It says, where does keto science come from? Eating zero carbs and mostly fat doesn't make sense to me.
Well, our version, you are having some carbs. Yeah. Absolutely. Because the brain only works on sugar. It doesn't care about anything but sugar. So you've got to have some level of carbs, period. That's the problem with keto. That's the problem with Atkins. That's the problem with any of these things. So our version, because you have those shakes with some carbs, but not too many carbs. Remember, everything is always dose sensitive. I don't care if it's a prescription pill or a vitamin or whatever. So the point is, look, this is like they've been trying, as Scott knows, for 20 some years to try and duplicate what we use within the Go Cleanse system. It's never been duplicated, right, Scott? Never. No one's ever come up with these results.
Correct. And one thing I'd like to point out, you are going to start adding some carbs. It's not like Peter and I have any carbs ever. I mean, I eat potato chips, I eat the dinner, dinner roll, everything else. Like one of the biggest things with this is that deprivation thing. So many diets are just deprivation. Yep. You go out to dinner and you look on a menu when you're on a diet and it's like, well, I can't eat anything, basically.
Right. Right.
But we still want you. It just doesn't affect the body. But the main thing with the higher protein diet, the SHRED program that we introduced, is it gets the body cleansing faster. Instead of taking a whole day, your first day of the cleanse days, to burn off all the sugars in your body, so the body switches to fat burning, it chooses fat over sugars for energy, it gets it into that mode so much quicker. By day 12, you're adding, we have you add back, some vegetables, some other carbs. So
carbs,
you
will carbs.
Get some, yeah, you will get to know your body and make those decisions. This is one thing I always want to stress. There's no such thing as deprivation on this program.
No.
None. It just won't affect you as much. And once the body learns to choose fat for energy over sugar for energy, that's the coup de grace right there. Yep. That's the dream. Your body is now choosing to burn fat instead of sugar. And by the way, which I know we've all mentioned before, your body can store up to 2,000 calories of sugar for energy, but it can store up to 100,000 calories of fat in your fat for energy.
Correct.
So that's the key to it all. Get the body choosing correctly on how your body's going to produce the energy.
Now, there's another interesting question here. Trina, it says, I'm getting some mixed information about cholesterol. Should I really worry about my cholesterol? I also read where cholesterol is a necessary fat substance that helps our bodies build cells and make hormones. Huh.
She's correct. She's absolutely correct.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing about cholesterol. The cholesterol numbers are interesting. But it's the newest thing in cardiovascular now is what's called the particle size of the cholesterol. So the one thing, if you're going to have a test, you want to make sure they test the particle size, because you could literally have a normal cholesterol reading. But if you have high, the particles are bigger, that again leads to, blockage of the arteries and all that kind of stuff. So the particle size is the most important part of that whole thing. But yes, cholesterol is actually the glue that holds our cells together. So literally you could be too low in cholesterol and literally your cells are falling apart. That's not really, I don't think I like that picture at all. Do you?
No. Is cholesterol the only thing that builds plaque in the arteries?
Pretty much, yes. Yes, wow. Absolutely. Yeah. But also, and I think I shared this with you guys before, okay, so here's where we are today. 50% of America has what's called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, okay? In 1975, there wasn't one case in the United States. The primary cause of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease are triglycerides. So when you're getting your cholesterol checked, you want to make damn sure you get the triglycerides checked, because high triglycerides lead 50% of Americans to have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. This is crazy. This is nuts, is it not?
Yeah. What's crazy is I have never, you know, doing these shows, I've never taken so many notes as today.
that's the particles of cholesterol being different sizes, right?
Yeah. I had no idea about that. I had no idea that cholesterol was the glue to stuff. I had no idea that cholesterol is pretty much the only source of the things that could clog up your arteries. I had none. Right. God dang, you guys.
Go ace your biology test or whatever you have.
I don't
see people should. Hey, listen, people should pay attention to the Terry podcast. And you're learning things you never knew.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. I love it.
Well, and here's what we can trace all that back to, Peter. We were talking about fatty liver disease 50 years ago. Didn't have it. It's the processed foods.
Of course.
Processed foods are the killer, period.
Well, what are they loaded with? Carbohydrates that drive up triglycerides. Right, Scott. 1,000,000% and sugar. And sugar, yes.
That's right. Go to the grocery store. And I'll say that. I said this before. Walk in and shop around the whole outside.
Right. Never go down the middle.
Out of the middle aisles. No reason to go into those middle aisles. There you go. Except for maybe some Haagen-Dazs or something.
Right. Exactly.
Except for that. God. Well, except for the Haagen-Dazs diet that Peter's not signing off on. That Peter's attacking people on TikTok for. All right. Let's see here. We got one more here. And I'm not really, I tried to, people, when you please email us your questions, which you can, to our Instagram page, you could do it to a Facebook, you can email them to me, which is where most people do. But try to give us a little more, because on this one, I'm trying to guess really what this question truly is. It's from Wendy in Jacksonville. It says, what is the best way to track my weight loss goals? And the only reason why I'm guessing what this is because is it weight? Is it measurements? Is it, going under the water and getting that stuff, all that kind of crap? What's the best way to you guys?
You mean the body mass, like the BMI?
Yeah,
stuff?
What's the best way to track my weight loss goals? What do you think?
When we do the challenges, what do? We do the weight loss, of course, but we also have inches. People measuring inches. And we're talking about, is it on 11 points, Peter, of our body? The 11 different spots?
Where we
measure the inches lost, because that's where the fats are stored. That's where that visceral fat that Peter always talks about, around the waist, around the abdomen, around the chest, whatever it might be. So that, as far as showing progress, not only the weight, but also the inches.
100%.
Is
there any scientific thing where you could check? I guess it's getting your numbers done. I think that's a great way to do it with the blood test, before
and
after.
Your vital signs. Get your vital signs. Those five key vital signs right there. That's one of the best.
Yeah.
Get a doctor's appointment within the 30 days of starting the program.
100%.
Get where your vital signs are at. And then right after the program, have a follow-up appointment. That's because your inner health is far more important than your outer health.
To also embellish what you guys are saying, it's real simple. The scales for vanity, the measurements are for science. That's it. Because you're right, Scott. The only way we can tell if the body's detoxifying is if those inches go down. Because what the body's doing is we ingest the chemicals, the toxins. Think of a balloon. And basically the toxin blows that fat cell up. Well, when you detox the body, what really happens here is the fat cells literally like letting the air out of a balloon. They collapse. And a new concept I'll share with you guys today, I just figured this out and got validation. So what's really happening is, as you pull the toxins out, as the fat cells decrease in size, it literally makes room in your body for more muscle. Does that make sense, Terry?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's why the people basically have no loose skin, because obviously the muscle is like scaffolding to support everything. But on diets, when you lose lean muscle, now you understand why they have all the fat and they have all the loose skin. They have nothing to support their structure, basically.
Beautiful.
Isn't that cool?
That is great. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of taking notes. All right, here we go. All right, so I'll tell you what. Thank you so much for another informative Go Cleanse Health conversation, guys. And once again, if you'd like to order, talk to a coach. You have any specific questions you need answered, they will be able to answer it. If they can't answer it, guess who they go to? They go right to Scott and Peter. So you're going to get all that information that you're going to need if you want to order. The phone number is listed right here on the explanation of today's show. Summer is coming up. Come on, guys. You want to look good and you want to feel good. So get on it. You want to be active. This is what you want. So make it happen. And we will talk to you guys next week for another Go Cleanse Health conversation. Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much. See you guys. Bye-bye.